I mean, there's a lot of people that have seen a lot of creepy things in this world, but to see something that only Native American people talk about, and for somebody that doesn't really know what they are to see it, it's kind of unbelievable.
Did you write it?
Oh, yeah.
So
we should
christen this New Year's pod with a knife opening ceremony.
Yes. Yeah.
So really quickly, we haven't done this in a little while because obviously the break, we all have families, so we all had to visit them for the holidays.
We got to visit them. What's your name? Wait, it's your dad.
Yeah. What's your name?
We had the privilege of visiting our families.
That's true. But it's the new year. It's 2017. Way to go, everybody. We did it.
We made it.
The future's here. We're really close to the flying cars, et cetera, that we were promised as children. But, yeah, we haven't done this in a while. So we are, did you read it? My name is It's Your Dad. I have
dog boobs.
L dog boobs to my left and
the free day.
Well, yeah, my free day, if you want to actually look them up. But that's to my further left.
Don't look up my history. It's, I don't want to get Ken boned. You know what I mean?
Are you into pregnant ladies like Ken Bone? Are you making
funny comments?
Yeah, that's kind of my job on this pod.
Every once in a while, I remember that history is a thing, and I'm just like, I should go make sure that there's not a bunch of like gone wilds on mine that I was researching.
I'm gonna go to your.
It's only if you comment and, like,
and see what the most embarrassing comment you have on your first page is.
I don't know if I'm like a lurker, so I'm not. Let me see. Comments. There's a mildly interesting, and it was when I cracked this egg, it left membrane intact, and there was a tiny flower inside. And my comment was, I never thought I'd get the chance to do this, but and then I tagged weird eggs.
That's amazing.
Because I was like, oh.
You're always going to have weird eggs as back. I answered a what is your strongest opinion question on Ask Reddit.
Right.
With Bobby Flay is a serial killer.
Oh.
And I truly.
You think you believe it?
Believe that.
That's he looks like he could be. I mean, he's good with knives.
Yep. His last name is Flay.
Right. I mean.
Which is close to
hey,
exactly.
That should be his catchphrase when he kills people.
That's what I think. That's a thing that I think.
How do you know that it isn't already his catchphrase when he kills people? Mm-hmm. That's kind of the idea, right? If he's already a killer, yeah.
If someone was killing me and saying hey, I'd be like, can you?
I didn't think it could get worse.
Worse. Somehow this is even more disrespectful to me.
Hey!
Here he comes.
Cutting off your calf.
Fuck!
Ow!
Grilling it up. What stupid question have you always been embarrassed to ask, but you'd still like answered? I did ask, do all men openly fart at urinals? Even though I know the answer, but
yes.
I wanted other people to say yes.
And everybody was like, "Yeah, you fucking idiot!
They're like, duh. Where have you been?" So
what kind of dude are you?
I confirmed you guys do that.
Yeah, it's a thing.
So
I'm actually kind of I don't understand why chicks don't do it, to be completely honest.
Is this still a thing?
There was a lady at Deutsch who did.
Oh, yeah.
There's a section in Esquire magazine called Is This Still a Thing? And it's like,
oh, really?
Talks about cultural things. Like
farting at urinals.
Are they still relevant? But I think.
Has farting at urinals ever been relevant?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, totally.
Ooh, is this another fucking call from a fucking.
I get those calls
telemarketers
too, where it's
at
like
7:30 in the morning.
I'm from Simi Valley and I'm selling air conditioning units and I'm like, I rent. Click.
Yeah.
Like,
do you feel really guilty when the person at Home Depot, the solar roof guy, asks you, are you a homeowner? And
yeah,
you're like, no.
And he's like, he just turns around. He doesn't even look at you anymore. Yeah.
You're like,
fuck you.
Fuck you, man.
Fuck you. Way to remind me that I'll never own a home.
No one's a home.
But I just scored this new job working in the Congo.
With some gorillas in desperate need of iron.
All right.
Well,
doesn't spinach
I would like
have
to
a lot of iron in it?
Spinach. Yeah, I think it does. I
just found problem solved.
Another
my career is ruined.
Shit. Shit, they're perfectly balanced.
I found another comment of mine. It was, help Reddit, my new mini dash hound puppy needs a name. And it was an awe, and hashtag awe. And my answer was pestilence. So,
that's perfect. That. You need a, you need good names.
Little, real cute little dog, too. Look at that. It's adorable.
Oh, pestilence. Look at that.
So
I just love it. Anyway, we should get back to this. So we're...
What did it's your dad get?
Oh, yeah. That's what we were talking about.
Get us
so,
for Christmas.
So Christmas happened.
I think I got a Christmas gift and you got a Hanukkah gift.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Well, you got seven total?
I got one sword.
Seven, yeah.
And the boobs got seven.
Seven.
Seven various
seven
knives
things.
And daggers.
Frequent listeners to this pod will know that we have a sponsor who
keeps the heat going, the electricity running.
Yep.
Right.
The water flowing.
And they're called trueswords.com. I've emailed them a couple times. They've really never responded, so they are our sponsor.
Whether
if they
like
tell
it
you
or
otherwise.
Not.
They're wrong. So, but
this is new age marketing.
New age marketing. We just pick a brand and keep to it. But this year for the holidays, I decided to use our employee discount and get a couple knives and swords.
Such an honor.
And Boobs over here hasn't actually opened hers yet.
Because
so,
I've got seven.
Because she has seven. It's just taken
so much
time.
If I start with the smaller boxes.
So we're doing an on-air opening of some trueswords.com.
I've gotten I've opened two of these small boxes. I've gotten two fucking badass switchblades.
Have you done, you know, is that a butterfly? So you know what's cool about that one?
Are these legal?
I don't know. A lot of things on True Swords
there's
actually aren't legal. Yeah.
Yeah, let me show you.
Oh, and that one has skull and crossbones too, so people know that you're literally just trying to kill people.
So that's
I'm going to carry these on my dog walks because I am a paranoid person, and I think whenever I'm on a dog walk that someone's going to try to put me in their van.
Oh, no.
I mean,
this one doesn't switch.
They'd be lucky to have you.
But it locks open.
That's the lock release.
Okay.
So let me show
God,
you.
It's beautiful.
Let me show you what you can do when someone does that.
So this is a 4-inch blade, and it's got skull and bones in.
And it's sharp as fuck.
Right.
It looks like they're setting pure crystal.
It's
beautiful.
On stainless steel, made in America.
I don't know if this is the one. No, this isn't the really cool one.
This is the
really
other
fucking
one.
Scary. This is, man.
This one looks like a dragon.
Listener, I know that this is not a tactile pod, but I wish you could feel the quality of this thing, because goddamn.
I think
would you say it feels like
a
dense pickle?
With all of my knives and
or,
put it on
or
our
more like a,
site.
I think it feels like,
tight.
I think it feels like if you get pulled over by a cop, you're gonna have to answer to some answers of law.
I'll just be like, listen up. I'm a woman living in
the
United States.
This one's on the inside there.
Inside
and that's a bottle opener, so see this one, push that and it comes down. This is hot pod. That one's a dragon.
Ow.
Push it to the side.
I don't know how to close
this. I see
Frida, you're gonna have to, you're the knife guy. I don't know how to
close
it.
What, you guys
it.
Didn't do Cub Scouts?
Shit.
Oh, I did. I just don't remember any of it.
I did not do Cub Scouts.
So there's one in there, DaBoobs. I'm real excited for you to open it, because
that's the bottom.
It's got this.
You're good at knives.
Yeah, I am.
He's done this.
I see.
He's done this.
Okay.
And we're not
actually
gorgeous.
On my resumes. I put good at knives.
Good at knives. Okay, so those are. I got two small, little. I wouldn't
call
them
those
switchblades. They're maybe.
I call those
pocket
knives. Boot knives.
Okay,
boot knives. Yeah.
Okay, then I'm opening. Oh my God, this is like. Fucking Hanukkah all over again. I've got a larger hunting knife now
that's covered
in skulls.
This is designed for
Bobby Flay. This is the kind of shit that Bobby Flay has.
Holy smokes, this thing is intimidating.
That's so
that one's fucked up. That one also has a bunch of skulls on it.
Do you think, like, here's the thing.
If I came to your house on a date and you had these laying around
and I was like, hey,
this girl's cool.
Yeah,
this is my lady.
Don't fuck around.
She's for me.
That's beautiful. That might be my favorite so far. Am I going to get in trouble for carrying these around with me?
Don't you kind of want to live on the edge?
Oh my God, look at this one.
This is my favorite because let me do the thing that I like doing with this one.
Black hunting knife.
Because some guy comes up to you.
Play the noise. Play the noise.
Oh, I don't know. Can I? Yeah, maybe. So it's like.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that thing's a butterfly.
Yeah.
So now I think it's a switchblade.
I think this is just a classic switchblade, but so some dude walks up to you in a park. And
he's like, hey, bitch, get in my car.
Well, actually, he just goes, hey, do you have directions? And you go,
yeah.
I'll show you some directions, buddy.
I'll be like, where are you headed?
Yeah. Yeah.
What you want to do is stay off the 10 right now because there's traffic. Stick to the surface streets.
That's
show you directions to my van.
Badass.
And then you
do
kill
you think
and rape
if,
him.
Like, yeah. I mean, not to get too morbid here, but if I'm ever found dead in my apartment and the police find a stash of insane knives and stuff.
Right.
That they're going to think I was into some weird shit.
You know what we need?
I think you went to Comic-Con the weekend previous.
At this one.
Oh, this is a double knife. I don't know the practical value of this one, but it's really cool.
It's like this.
Yeah, again, I don't really understand the practical value.
That's for fighting multiple people at once.
Yeah. Right. That's like I've got a guy behind me, I've got a guy in the front, so I gut the guy in front and then I go whoosh.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys.
That went straight out of
I've never been in a fight in my life.
Well, you're about to start.
I'm about to start some fights.
I think this is what happens with gun owners where they like they get the gun and all of a sudden they think they're extra tough.
Yeah.
So they like provoke people a little bit more.
Yep.
Because they know they got the gun
right
there.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah, why not?
So now you're gonna you can fight anybody you want all the time.
In addition to these knives, I was also gifted a beautiful flying dragon pendant that I can wear around my neck and everyone will be like, that's a normal necklace that you're wearing. That's totally your style.
But then
the tail opens up into a curved little blade. And this one I'm thinking, maybe I'm always thinking I'm going to be kidnapped, but I'm in the backseat of a kidnapper's van and little does he know
that
my
of
style,
a 2004 Caravan.
Yep. My cool dragon style is actually going to save me, so I'm going to stab him in the neck if it comes to it.
Stinks cool. It says a lot about your character, that you're into dragons.
Yeah.
And don't
it gives
fuck
off
with
the
me.
Perception that I am really into anime.
Right.
Which I'm fine with that perception.
And that you're a safe victim.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And the final knife and maybe
and then
most
the
destructive.
Final knife that I've received.
That's like,
is
I'd say this is 14 inches long.
14 inches, right. 16 inches.
I know from watching certain pornos.
Full-blown hunting knife with a saw on the other side. Like, I think this is the kind of knife you'd need if your hand got stuck in a boulder and you had to...
Oh, yeah.
Under
27
hours.
This is a Rambo knife.
This is like, yeah, that, yeah. This is like, I find myself in the jungle. Insurgents are trying to kill me. I'm hiding in the trees.
This knife will do it all.
This knife does it all. Wow.
Sick.
I can't thank you enough. I feel like maybe I was going to die this year, and now I'm not.
No, you're definitely not. You could still die, but it would have nothing to do with...
self-defense.
Yeah.
Like, if it's
going to have your way
about
it.
It's
going
to be a sinkhole or lightning. And it's not gonna
yeah,
be.
Exactly. It'll be, like, nuclear warfare, but whatever. I'll have knives. But that's what's great, because now we know if there is a nuclear holocaust... I am well prepared to fend for myself.
Exactly.
And for my dog, Trevor.
And for your
I
dog,
will
Trevor.
Fucking
I like that your dog's named Trevor.
Slay squirrels to feed
Hello,
my
Trevor?
Dog.
Hello, Trevor.
He's my baby.
He's
Anyway,
he's an
thank
adult.
You so much for these thoughtful
gifts. Of course.
Gifts.
Well, you know, you guys mean a lot to me, and TrueSources.com has amazing BOGO deals almost every day. So. So to be completely honest,
I mean,
how much was that set of eight knives?
Let me look at my receipt. Actually, it's a real good pod. I'm looking at
do
receipts
we
on the internet
send
while
our,
we're talking about this.
Our Secret Santa guy just a sword that has nothing to do with his interests.
We could send him a reggaeton sword.
Do they have those?
They might. Maybe we. You can get. Actually, you can get swords. You can get them like. What's the word when you? When you have get shit written on it with a...
Oh, yeah.
Engraved.
Personalized.
Engraved.
Yeah, engraved.
That was the word I was looking for. Maybe we get him an engraved sword that just says reggaeton.
Yes.
It.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking sick.
I know. So that just let's put this in perspective, guys. That 19 or I think it was I think I don't know which one was which, but it doesn't matter because they were both super fucking cheap. Frida, your replica Braveheart sword was $35, and that set of six knives was $29.98.
Wow!
Wow, man! Wow.
Which I can't even wrap my head. That's $5 for each of those.
Wow!
Including that hunting knife with a pretty sturdy plastic handle. So
wow,
that's amazing.
Blown away. Yeah, quality is amazing.
TrueSwords.com. I mean, it really.
TrueSwords. This is the best advertisement they've ever had.
It sounds like we're making fun of them sometimes, and we are, but this is in this specific circumstance.
Yeah, it's
we
like.
We are definitely not.
They check out. The product checks mm-hmm. out.
The product totally checks out.
I have a broadsword.
Yeah, I mean, it's. That's fucking amazing. I just don't I don't understand
how you can get a machete
what kind of
for
$23. They're making. Like,
right?
How do you shell out six high quality knives? For $5 each.
We could get this guy a classic Masonic dagger Knights Templar sword.
Oh, I saw that.
That you can engrave. Oh, it's out of stock. Never okay. mind.
Obviously.
But we could have just put reggaeton on there.
Conspiracy.
Yeah, I was going to get, Friday, I was actually at one point going to get you a battle axe.
Wow.
And it would have been engraved. But it was illegal in California. So,
damn it!
So they wouldn't send it.
That's another thing to think of. Our guys in Rhode Island.
I think you can send a lot of this stuff.
Okay.
I think Frida. Yeah, I think I was going to get you an advanced combat tactical tomahawk spike and sheath.
Wow.
I think that's which one it was.
That's an honor.
I mean, they just have throwing hatchet axe with hardwood handle. I mean,
let me see.
This
what
podcast
else
is starting
into?
To sound like one of those infomercials with the knife guys.
Right?
It really does.
Look at this.
So his favorite show is Walking Dead. So we could say,
let's back it up about this Christmas gift because I think right. we're
okay.
Getting,
yeah,
getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
What is this Christmas gift all about?
All right,
how does
so
it
we,
work? What is
so,
Reddit?
Yeah.
So, what is Reddit?
So let's take,
which is
let's
the point.
Take a step back here. I know that we're like 20 minutes into this pod already and we haven't even begun to talk about our topic or Reddit at hand.
We can trim some
it's
of that.
It's a new
fat.
Year.
I'd hate to lose the gorilla anemia.
Yeah, we'll keep that.
New
well,
business.
I got to be honest. We're probably going to keep all of it. But, but anyway, so what we do on every pod is we talk about the internet and talk about Reddit or talk about the internet by proxy of Reddit. Things that we found, things that are happening. It's not really like a current events of the internet thing. Sometimes we'll do that, but mostly it's about weird subcultures because that's all Reddit is. It's about weird subcultures. And the Reddit Secret Santa. So we blew it and didn't do something on time, which was the Reddit Secret Santa, which is one of my favorite parts of Reddit because it's so bizarre. But the Reddit Secret Santa is basically everybody signs up for something through everybody signs up on Reddit and then it's literally this mass humongous Secret Santa where they send you an address of a guy or a girl and then you send them what you think they would want and they send you something and it's a whole lot of fun. We didn't get matched for some reason. I think it was probably a timing thing. We just blew it and didn't finish on time.
You know, that really sucks because
yeah,
I think we do it on time.
Life. But we because we're charitable people, we decided to do a rematching for anybody who did not get matched or did not get a gift mm-hmm. from someone. So we got, what's his name?
D-Goose.
D-Goose. So D-Goose, if you're listening.
Denny Guzman.
Denny Guzman. You have a real treat coming your way.
Yeah.
But now we're going to send Denny Guzman a gift based on what he specified he likes, which is basically exclusively reggaeton and weightlifting, if I remember mm-hmm. right. Yeah.
Reggaeton, weightlifting, right? Weightlifting. He loved the movie Suicide Squad, which is
garbage.
This guy sounds like the perfect recipient
amazing.
Of a sword or a knife.
I don't really, I'm trying to picture Denny Guzman in my mind here. And for a guy who loves weightlifting,
yeah,
but also just like loves reggaeton and Suicide Squad, I'm like, what do you look like, dude?
I know.
I know what he looks like. He's 5'5".
And if he could go anywhere he wants
he's
to
got,
go to Disney.
Like curly, dark hair. That almost looks like Roman.
Okay.
Like, but from the Gladiator
like
day.
Like short Caesar bangs?
Yeah, short Caesar
bangs. Is he pimply or is he clear-faced?
No, he's clear.
Clear-faced. He's handsome.
But when he was 13, he had a few problems with the pimples. Okay. He's got a goatee because goatees are the new mustaches because mustaches are lame now.
That's true.
But goatees are in. Everybody knows.
Duh.
He
doesn't wear tank tops. He wears t-shirts with the cut-off sleeves.
Yes.
So, because he doesn't like showing his tickle sides.
Yeah.
I don't blame you, Denny.
Yeah. Who does?
Who does?
Yeah, who does? And so, anyway, Denny, you got some stuff coming your way. Hopefully we just stereotyped you accurately.
Yeah.
That's what the world's about. It's about stereotypes.
We're going off of the information you provided.
Exactly. Which is that you like weightlifting and Suicide Squad.
Yeah. And
so now we know exactly what you look like.
Like, a knife couldn't be more perfect for this person.
And it's going to say reggaeton. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get it engraved with the word reggaeton.
Yep. So get
ready. We have to.
Which nobody knows how to spell.
Nobody knows how to spell.
No.
All right.
Let's spell it wrong on purpose so he'll always remember it came from us.
I think he's going to remember regardless.
It should be ragu-tone.
Ragu-tone. All right. Okay. So so this week, apart from talking about truesources.com and briefly catching up on the new year, so this is 2017, everybody. We are going to talk about, actually kind of carry on what we had talked about on the previous pod. We had briefly mentioned at the end, it is a sub called The Truth Is Here. That's the one we're doing today, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Truth Is Here. So r/ The Truth Is Here, spelled out. DeBoobs, as is customary, do you want to read a little bit about this one?
So this subreddit is a database for nonfiction encounters with the unknown from a personal source. They welcome all encounters from the mundane to nightmare-inducing. They aim to open a comfortable place to share your experiences with no judgment. So if you're like, I saw a ghost, and everyone else is like, you're fucking crazy.
Right.
Here's a safe place. You can be like, I saw a ghost. People are going to be like, that was probably a genie.
Right.
Here's why you get all that information.
So the mundane is that like my Uncle Roy was in my closet looking at me while I slept.
Yeah.
Is that kind of stuff?
I think so. But like, but it's with the unknown.
That sounds pretty science fiction.
Yeah.
Maybe it's my dead uncle was watching me from my closet. And it's like, how?
I thought it was my dad, but my dad doesn't have custody anymore, so I don't know who it could have been.
My dead uncle! So think no sleep without the fiction.
Okay,
so it's real, real things. So the rules are, this one's a boring rule, but all posts must be tagged with link flareon brackets, whatever.
Okay, that's dumb.
The experience must be a personal experience or by someone you trust and you believe to be true.
Right, not like I read this on Twitter.
Yeah, no creepypasta, which is creepy stories that people copy and paste over and over and over.
Right.
No fiction, no creative writing, no dream posts or scary pictures. Please only download anything you think breaks the rule.
There are really good places for all those other things, though.
Yeah, you can go to other places for anything like that.
Totally.
This place is like, hey, I am a Marine and I was stationed in Afghanistan. And one night I was looking out across the desert and there was a genie. There was a genie.
Is that one of them?
I read that. That was one of them.
That's amazing.
So, yeah. So, these are real stories.
The next rule is fantastic.
We encourage.
Oh, wait.
Wait.
Are you on rule five?
If you can draw a rough sketch of the entity, diagram of location, or provide any visual references or proof, do it.
Right.
Or request an artist to help. And if you click on that, it takes you to a page called the Artists Guild.
What?
Sick.
So it's like people that signed up to help bring your unnatural sighting to life. So that's pretty sweet.
That's
what
really
do you
cool.
do? I draw unnatural
reimaginings. I'm not exactly a moderator, but I'm part of the Artists Guild for The Truth Is Here.
We might.
A lot of my work's been published.
We might be blowing this, but should we like make up a story? And somebody draw it.
Yeah.
I mean,
look, I don't think we need to make up a story. We have a story.
We have stories.
Yeah, so let's pick one of our best stories.
But I'm just saying add a little flavor. Like,
of course.
It had
a leprechaun's hat.
Exactly. It had a leprechaun's hat, had one leg.
Yeah.
Right.
I really want to see like a kind of a shitty rendering of one of our tails.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
That would be really cool.
We need to be better. This is a New Year's resolution for me. Is like every time we say we're going to do something like this, we should do
it. Yeah. I think that's a good a rule. Okay. A good rule.
It's a great rule.
It's more dynamic.
Stick to our word, guys.
Stick to our word.
Yeah.
I think just be better at our jobs. All right. Yeah. okay. So, let's dig into it,
let's dig in.
Now that we got some of the rules out of the way. So, do you guys want to take us off? I had a show last night, so I'm hardly caught up on this.
Yeah, of course. So let's do some, like, I want to start with something that's going to get us talking about some supernatural sightings that are common. Like, it's not like a ghost. It's like there
the
are
one,
some
top
things
one is what you're saying.
Yeah. So there's some things that
Navajo Nation,
multiple
right?
people see.
Navajo Nation.
Yeah.
Which I'm already a believer.
I buy it. Yeah.
Navajo Nation? Come on.
Exactly.
Spirits.
Exactly.
Juju, mushrooms. Let's
so,
do it.
I lived on the Navajo Nation. Is this person?
Is he a whitey? Is he a white devil or is he?
So I'm going to go back to this guy. So this guy's top comment of all time. I lived on the Navajo Nation and have seen many things. Here are a few of my experiences.
Ooh, cool.
So the first thing I almost want to go to, because his first one starts out with one that's not as spoopy, in my opinion. So he links to the first sighting. So this story starts, being from the Navajo Nation, I've seen a lot of crazy shit. Anyone not from here is most likely not to believe me. I have stories about skinwalkers.
What?
Kachina dolls coming to life. What are Kachina dolls?
I don't know.
Hold on. I'm going to send it to the data department.
Do it. ask them to look up Kachina doll.
Send it to our data department.
Ooh, okay. They're little creepy dolls that look like Indian spirits.
Wait, where are you reading? I'm not seeing this one.
Kachina dolls. Fuck. Okay, to the very bottom of his post, he links to his like first post.
Oh.
So if you click on it and go to the bottom, it's like the under the edits. That's like when he starts talking about it at first.
What is your creepiest true story?
Yeah. So he starts this tale in another thread, but then realizes he has a home.
Right.
In.
Because everybody was
the
like,
"The truth is here."
Nuh-uh, dude. No way. What, you saw a ghost? And he was like, "I don't feel safe here."
Yeah.
So he came over to the truth.
Yeah, exactly. He found his home. But this is where he started talking about the most creepy story about skinwalkers.
Okay.
So this story takes place in the early 2000s when OP was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin had just had a baby and her husband was called out for a job that would take a couple weeks. My cousin asked if I would stay with her for 2 weeks to help her with the baby, work around the house, etc. I was there for a few days and everything was pretty uneventful. Until the middle of the second week.
Hmm.
At night, we hear someone knocking on different sides of the trailer. So they're in a trailer.
Okay.
Keep in mind, the nearest neighbor was about 5 miles away. This continued for 3 nights in a row. The fourth night is when things take a turn for the worse. The night starts with the knocking, but it progresses to scratching. Worried that someone is trying to break in, I summon the courage. A courage that I would personally say would be bolstered if he had a knife from TrueSwords.com.
Right. Yeah, let's get a quick another endorsement in. Really
just fast. Had to get that in.
Yeah. Okay.
Great time.
And decided to confront whatever or whoever was messing with us. I only caught a shadow of whatever it was as it ran behind the trailer. I ran around yelling at it, "You better run because I'm going to call the cops," or something to that extent. It is so fast, I cannot believe it. As I chase it to the front of the trailer, it runs through the clothesline. This is where it gets even crazier. It ran towards the utility post and climbs up it, clutching something in its hands, and begins the most eerie laugh I have ever heard.
Ooh.
It jumps back down, dropping whatever it was holding, and runs toward the window of the trailer as if to peek in. My cousin was inside holding the baby. I run to the window and look, and to my amazement, it had disappeared. I run inside and tell my cousin it's gone. Needless to say, we didn't sleep well for the rest of the night. The next morning, I go outside to look at the window where I had last seen it. I look at the ground and I see bare footprints. However, they were no ordinary footprints. The best way I can describe it was a human footprint with claws.
Hmm.
I go to the utility pole and find that what it had been clutching the night before. It was my niece's tiny little shirt.
Ooh.
It goes without saying we spent the next few days in the safety of my mother's home off the reservation. Too long didn't read. Skinwalker harasses my cousin and I all night.
Oh, man. So
what the fuck is a skinwalker?
Whoa. Yeah. That's an interesting question, right?
Skinwalker is a scary name.
Because we're technically all skinwalkers when we're naked.
Wow.
We haven't clipped our fingernails.
See, I thought when you guys were talking about this earlier, I thought you said skin locker. And I was like,
whoa.
Creepy. Yeah, I guess we're also skin lockers.
We are.
Skin lockers for our bones.
Mm-hmm.
Skinwalker is like a Native American devil, I think.
Yeah. And I'm seeing right now, it's in Navajo culture, a skinwalker is a type of witch who has the ability to turn into an animal or disguise themselves as an animal. Typically, a skinwalker will take the form of a coyote, a wolf, an owl, a fox, a crow.
What?
Though they possess the ability to take any form they desire. So that's a witch for sure.
So what do they want?
They want meat.
They want babies.
Yeah, is that what they do? They want sacrifices?
Well, I think they're hungry and they want to eat a little bit of that baby meat.
Oh my God,
you're a new father. You know how tasty that baby meat is.
They smell delicious, those little kids.
Yeah.
So here, many accounts of skinwalkers show them to be eerie and mysterious. However, there are very few accounts of the Yi Nagloshi, which is the Navajo word for it, actually killing anyone. Skinwalkers tend to just scare people lingering outside their windows, knocking on the walls, running alongside cars, and simply startling people with their presence.
So they're kind of trolls more than they are.
Sounds like it. Creepy ass trolls.
They're like your drunk uncle who just won't get out of here.
It's like, get the fuck out.
He just keeps hanging around.
Roy, get out of here.
Get out.
Get a Tatoni pizza roll. Give me them rolls. You got any Pilsens? Get out of here, Roy.
It's crazy. So skinwalkers were considered to once have been medicine men who were able to reach the highest level of priesthood. These healers, instead of using their abilities to help people, would use their power for works of evil and take on animal form, inflicting pain on others.
So medicine man who got too close to the sun, essentially.
Pretty much. It's like it's Star Wars. It's like they go to the dark side.
They go to the dark side.
That go to the dark side.
Interesting.
Too many shrooms, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Peyote.
Yeah, maybe it's just.
He's off that peyote.
Every once in a while when I hear stories like this, I love the idea of it just being like a college kid naked, like high on acid.
Always.
Because he was just acting crazy, it was like.
It's like this whole he's lore created this about rumor. Skinwalkers.
Yeah. It was just
this kid named
Justin, freshman at Mesa Community College up the street.
He's like 1 month deep in his acid phase, and he thinks he's got it under control, and he just spends the night like in the desert.
Yeah. So I just Googled Navajo Nation because I'm curious where that is, and it's in between Arizona and New Mexico.
Yeah,
so it's like deserty.
And the desert's a creepy place, man.
Yes, it is.
It's just so, I love it, but it's just so
quiet,
dead.
And
yeah, it's
desolate
just dead and quiet everywhere. So, that's
pretty
a good one.
Crazy.
So, skinwalkers, are there other stories of skinwalkers on, or wait, did we, didn't actually read his other story.
No.
Right?
So, this other one, if someone wants to read about it, is about Bigfoot.
Do you want to read this one, Frida, or you want me to do it?
I can't read.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
He doesn't know.
Charlie Day
words.
Of our group. All right. So,
reading.
But speaking of, by the way, the boobs, I know we've told you this before, but you're an excellent out loud reader.
Thank you.
You're very good at it.
You're one of the best I've ever heard.
I was one of the best popcorn readers in my elementary school.
Yeah.
So.
I was always intimidated by people like you. All right. I've posted some of my stories on various Ask Reddit threads. As per request, I am posting some here. As I have many experiences, I figured it would be best to post a story here and add others as comments.
Mm.
So this guy, Osteo Rock, is like a true conjurer of the dark arts, I think.
Yeah.
That's the guy's name, Osteo Rock.
Or
that's
Osteo Rock is
crazy.
The guy doing the acid, right?
I mean, maybe.
I guess we all lean towards that. This is bullshit. You're on acid or shrooms.
Yeah.
But how do we know? I mean, the desert is a creepy fucking place. And
exactly. All right. So this one's about Bigfoot.
A big foot.
Yes.
The biggest of the feet.
So what do you guys think about Bigfoot? Do you think, I've always kind of, maybe it's because the way we've turned Bigfoot into this kind of like.
Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah, he's like this fun, he's like this fun guy who's like, guys, leave me alone.
Yeah, like, ah.
He just wants to watch the game.
Yeah, I know. He's just kind
of. Have a piece of jerky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And we just
I'm
are
not
constantly
scared of
fucking
him.
With him, yeah.
He's a big doof.
But
he
when,
is.
But when you think about it, we should probably be more scared of it because it's kind of an odd idea. Right?
It's, I mean, it's imagine long. Just a gorilla that's taller and stronger that could just rip your head off your body.
Yeah.
Yeah, and kind of looks like a dude.
But to be honest, like, I'm not any more scared of Bigfoot than I would be about, like, a grizzly bear. You know, like, right. If I'm out camping, I'm not like, fuck, like, Bigfoot could be around.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, there's a lot of animals out here that could
probably
kill
me. Yeah, bears eat people all the time, and we're like, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, psh, whatever. I guess well, Bigfoot.
We swim in the ocean, and it's full of, like, 20-foot beasts that'll eat you.
True.
Yeah, I fucking hate the ocean so much. It's so scary.
It's scary.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, Bigfoot. The first takes place in the Chuska Mountains in the 80s. How old is this guy?
I don't know.
Interesting, the 80s.
He's ripe.
My friend was about 6 years old and was up in the mountains for a family reunion at the family cabin. The cabin.
So he was a kid in the 80s. This is exactly. He's a child right now.
The cabin is in a meadow with a stone wall near a tree line. They spent the day doing typical reunion things like three-legged races, flag football, and whatnot.
Okay.
The sun starts setting and the families retire to the cabin and call it a day. The older people planned to sleep in two bedrooms, and the kids would sleep on a bed, cots, set up in the living room. All was well, and the kids were tucked into bed. My friend, let's call her Sandra, is uneasy and is reluctant to go to sleep. She is wide awake as everyone falls asleep. Sandra tosses and turns, unable to shake her weird feelings. Suddenly, her feeling turns immediately to fear as she hears something big, something heavy, making its way across the porch. Probably a bear.
Creaky, creaky.
Creaky, creaky. Sandra fears that it may be a bear looking for food. Called that one. Little did she know, it would be much worse. This guy tells a story like Dan Brown. It's like always, he's like, but the door was closed the whole time. I hate that guy. It fucking sucks.
One of his movies.
She could make out the shadow, something large and black as it passed the window. It's making its way to the door. She sees that the family didn't lock the door. Sandra is watching the door, too scared to move or scream. She sees the doorknob rattle back and forth. Whatever is trying to open the door succeeds.
What?
The room floods with the most putrid stench.
Oh my God.
And she sees a large human hand make its way through the door. Sandra finally summons her strength to scream, Dad. Her father runs in and sees Sandra pointing at the door. He sees the hand and runs to the door and yells, Hank, his brother, grab the gun. Whatever was at the door runs. There's a full moon, and in the moonlight, they see the creature across the yard. Hank, with a hunting rifle in hand, looks at the scope and sees a creature crouching behind the well. Sandra's father assumes it is a bear and tells Hank to shoot. He pulls the trigger and hears the bullet ricochet off the wall. All thought of this being a bear is diminished instantly when the creature stands up on 2 feet and runs towards the tree line.
What?
They never saw the creature again.
So I know this is supposed to be nonfiction. Do you believe this guy?
I think it seems... I don't think it was Bigfoot. I think it was a fucking dude who was trying to steal shit or rape kids.
Yeah.
Or maybe was on acid again, or he's just like, fuck.
Yeah, and like if you're really scared and it's dark out, I'm pretty sure a really hairy guy that lives in the woods could look like Bigfoot.
Yeah, I mean, and there are, if you saw like a football player, like a luggish ex-NFL player, roaming into your house. And he has like a big beard because he's kind of gone crazy.
Yeah,
I'd be like, that is Bigfoot.
That's that right there is Bigfoot.
Yeah,
I've seen
it's
him.
It's a lineman. Yeah,
Ron Perlman.
Yeah, Ron Perlman.
Have you guys ever gotten scared camping?
Yeah, definitely.
What
is camping is horrifying. I mean, it's awesome. I love camping, but it's also like, especially in the forest. The forest, like in the desert, you can see around you, right? It's kind of like open space. But in the forest, everything's so dense and black and dark that it's a little bit more of like anything could be anywhere. Yeah. You know? And you're just kind of like leaving it to the grace of Allah to keep you from being murdered.
Yeah. Know? Have you heard of the Oklahoma Girl Scout murders?
What?
No. Tell me more.
It's pretty fucked up. So it was in the 70s and there was this Girl Scout camp where all the Girl Scouts were in little tents and whatnot. And apparently, like, some kids heard some eerie sounds during the night, like a cross between a frog and a bullhorn, like a low guttural, didn't seem like human, didn't seem like animal. It was just, didn't even seem like language. It was just these weird noises that kids remembered hearing from their tents.
Wait, was it Oklahoma or Oakland?
Oklahoma.
Okay, cool.
So many saw a strange light, heard all these guttural sounds, et cetera, et cetera. They ended up finding a tent of girls were completely slashed, murdered the next morning.
Jesus.
Come on.
And it has never been solved.
So it's
that's
just
real?
They're just.
It's real. So they found military boot footprints around the ground next to the victim's tent. So they were like, maybe this guy is like military, like went crazy, weirdo. But like he like fucked these little girls up, like stabbed them, raped them, strangled them. And no one ever found them.
Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. There's that.
Man, I've been watching all these new Oscar movies that are out, and they all just have to do with people, kids dying or people getting raped and murdered, and they're like, they're so fucking heavy every night.
It's a hot
it's like
the
story you just told.
Yeah.
But like the dramatic movie with Casey Affleck, you know, and it's
just
Does
he get raped and murdered in
everyone them? Does, dude. All these movies is everyone's getting raped and murdered or bullied or something, and you're just like
it's
rape,
a lot.
Raped and murdered versus bullied are two such dramatically different concepts.
No, that's the spectrum.
That is the spectrum.
Yeah.
That's the range.
Bullying enables rape culture.
Bullying leads to molestation, which leads to rape, which leads to murder.
Exactly.
Bullying leads to molestation.
I'm a doctor.
The bully's always like closet gay, right?
Well, I think the bully is always super insecure about something. It depends on what he's bullying them for.
Yeah.
Like if he's like,
he's gay, but
hey,
his father's tough and
fat,
won't allow
dude.
It.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, you're chubby.
You're
or like,
chubby guy.
Your dad's chubby, right?
Yep.
Or whatever.
Camping's scary.
Camping's fucked up.
I never think about Bigfoot when I'm camping, but I do think about murderers. So.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm typically drinking like whiskey when I'm camping. Just because it's like after 6:30, you're like, what do I do now?
Yeah.
I'll just drink whiskey for 1 hour and then go to bed at 8.
That's kind of what I feel like. That's just what people do. Like that's I went camping recently down in Joshua Tree, and me and my buddy Nate, Slumberfest.
Slumberfest
Nate.
Yes.
69 boys.
69 boys.
tearing the roof off some tents.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, it was basically that. It was like we had these grandiose plans of like going night hiking and stuff, and we just ended up having a couple IPAs and be like, I'm kind of done.
Yeah.
It's scary out there. You're like, I don't really want to go out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
It is cool to be out in Joshua Tree and look at the stars at night. Like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
That's pretty fresh, but you don't need to leave so far from your sight.
Well, and you're always kind of, I think the instinct is always like, let's get super baked and go for a walk. And it's just like.
Oh, my God.
Immediately, I'm like, I am completely useless if I'm ever high.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if I went for a stroll and I ran into a mountain lion, I would be done.
Yeah. None of that sounds fun to me.
No.
I remember doing that like in high school, in college. You'd be like, let's go walk down to the river.
Right. Yeah.
Like, that's like a mile.
Yeah.
It's like 2 in the morning.
I mean,
everyone's fucked up. And it's like, one guy's like, come on.
It sounds fun.
Dude, I'm in bed and it's so comfy. And like.
Yeah.
I got roped into something like this. Because every year I go up to Northern California to watch a monster rally, like a monster truck rally.
What?
Why have you never invited us? It's a destruction derby.
Even
so
cooler.
I lied. They're not monster trucks. They're like old beat up
jalopies.
Cars.
Is this in Petaluma?
It's in where is it? It's in
Orinda.
Why am I blanking?
Oakland.
Outside of Sacramento. Woodland.
Oh, Woodland. Dang.
And
sounds weird.
It's pretty cool because like all the cars crash into each other and like explode and it's really fun.
Sounds
but great. We go camping at my friend's grandparents' house and they live on an almond orchard.
Nice. Cool.
And so same thing happened. We all got high and it's like, let's go walk in the almond orchard. So you're in the middle of nowhere, no city lights, no light pollution, just the moon. And then you go into the almond orchard and it's like pitch black. Like
in this grid of trees. You don't know where you are.
Yeah. And literally like every way you look, it's just, you can see a little bit of tree until it gets too dark. And then it's just this gray abyss. In every direction.
That sounds just dangerous.
Yes.
And I don't mean dangerous like someone's going to get you. I mean dangerous like you will never find your way
lost
out.
Or...
You can just live off the almonds, though. Yeah.
That's true.
Fresh, raw
Thank
almonds.
God for those raw almonds.
Thank God. It provided me the nutrients.
Dog Boobs has been there for 6 years.
Yeah. I made a pillow out of almond shells. I stitched a blanket together.
That's what I wear now.
I wear
like
almond pants.
Almond pants. But I got so fucking paranoid
that's a
that
great
someone
new,
was going to murder us.
Loch like, Ness Monster. It's like the girl in the almond field.
Yeah, like don't go in there because some girl
Amy.
Got lost years ago.
Ooh.
She decided to live there, cover herself in almonds.
That's my favorite part about stories like this is like putting on like the pragmatist and being like, there probably is just some guy who's just like, thank you so much. I've been out here for so long. And then it's just like, oh my God. And then it's like,
we run away and he's still lost. He's like, no, you're my only hope.
Yeah. The urban legend of like Roy the Rabbit Man.
Yes.
Right. And it's just like, it was just some guy who, like, that was the only thing he could eat because it was the only thing he could find. And he's just like, I just need help.
I just need someone to help me get
out
of here.
Do you guys have a canteen or an extra a Cliff Bar, anything?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's
scary. I'm
sorry. That would actually be a...
People get paranoid when they camp.
Have you guys... Yeah. I just watched this new movie. It's an Oscar movie. It's called Nocturnal Animals. Have you seen that
Sounds
trailer?
Great. No.
Wait.
It's like there's a couple different stories. Amy Adams, but there's like the core storyline is... It's like Jake Gyllenhaal and his family are driving through West Texas and they're like on their way somewhere in the middle of the night and they get like harassed by another car full of like hillbillies. And,
oh boy.
Shit goes down in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
And it's real freaky and there's no phone service and there's nobody around to help you. And
except for Amy Adams.
Yeah.
Amy Adams. She luckily knows Taekwondo. She doesn't know shit. She's a waif.
Oh,
but,
God.
Dude, it's terrifying. Like, the setup is like...
She's a waif.
A waif.
She is a ginger, so she's got that ginger rage.
Yeah, true. If she had a knife or a sword, maybe, or if he did, maybe he could have protected his family.
A bow staff.
Exactly.
But it's like a scary setup, and like you watch a trailer, and you're like, I know this is gonna be terrifying going into it, and it was. There's some creepy shit that goes down.
So
yeah,
it's proper scary.
It's a good movie. It's a really, really good movie.
That's awesome.
I recommend it.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
sweet.
I need to catch up on all those. I haven't even made.
You can borrow my screeners,
attempt.
But. Do you remember what I do to you? I take your picture.
Oh, that's right.
And then I harass you.
I forgot about that.
You haven't returned it in a week.
What did I took? I remember.
Revenant.
That's right.
That was a hot movie last year, so other people wanted it. And
yeah.
You were clogging up my system. my
rental store.
Remember renting movies and having it, like you wanted the new release, but then...
The concept.
You couldn't get
movie.
It because some other guy had it.
Right.
Yeah.
You had to, wait until it was back.
Yeah, they'd call you.
They'd be like, "Yeah, it's back." You're like, "I'll be don't rent to anybody. I'll be right there."
Yeah.
Weird.
All right. So, camping is scary. Do we want to get into some more of this guy's stuff, or do we want to dig into some other shit?
Let's go somewhere
dig.
Else.
Let's do a really quick, just because I don't know what a Kachina doll is. He has this long story about Kachina dolls too. What does that mean?
Okay, so Kachina dolls, I googled, are Navajo. Dolls. So they look like they're made of wood. They look like maybe like spirit warriors. Like that's what the vibe I'm getting. They're painted. They're kind of, they got weird looks and costumes on. And it just looks like
animal masks.
Native Navajo people. Those are like their spirit
it's
dolls.
It's like
an
Indian
made.
Version of a voodoo doll or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
So this guy says, this is the guy who lived on the Navajo Nation, so he's got all these stories. So he He says, to understand these stories better, you have to know a couple things about our culture. Navajos believe that we are not to own Kachina dolls because it's said they come to life at night. Mm. Kind of like
gremlins.
Gremlins. So I was wait, about to say so, gerbils, but gremlins. So
kind of like gerbils.
A little bit like
sleep all day,
hamsters.
Party all night. Gerbils. Best pet ever.
Haunted. Traditionally, these dolls were made by Pueblo medicine men. When they were made, their creators would bless them and put their hair in the center of the dolls. This was before they were mass produced by other people in other tribes as like trinkets for tourists.
Right.
So he says, okay, this topic, I have two stories. Here's the first of the two. The first story takes place in the 90s. I wasn't there for the story, but it happened to my cousin. Right. She just moved into town and found a trailer to rent at a decent price. Sounds like the Navajo Nation's got a lot of trailers.
Yeah, that's actually a real thing.
Yeah. So it was already furnished by her landlord and that had just moved. She'd asked my cousin not to move too many things as she would be moving her stuff out over a period of time. Inside the trailer was a fake fireplace with a mantle on top. On the mantle were a collection of Kachina dolls. My cousin was a little improper use of weary, a little wary of these, as they are a taboo to own, but right. She left them in place as requested by her landlord. So she's like, oh, like this isn't culturally like what we're supposed to do is have a bunch of these spiritual medicine men hair dolls.
Right.
But my landlord, they belong to my landlord, not supposed to move, whatever. The first night is when things start getting weird. So my cousin gets ready for bed and lies down. In the middle of the night, she's woken up by something dropping on the living room floor. She gets out of bed and heads to the living room, turning on the lights as she gets there. She looks around to see what's fallen to discover three of the Kachina dolls laying on the floor. She thinks nothing of it and places them back on the mantle, goes back to bed. She's lying down for another 30 minutes and she hears the same noise. She heads to the living room. The dolls are on the floor again. A little weirded out, she places them back on the mantle, heads back to her room. But before she gets there, she hears the noise again. Only this time the thud is followed by what sounds like tiny little footsteps.
Ooh.
She goes to the living room to find the dolls further than they were the first time they dropped. Definitely weirded out now. She tries to shake it off and place them on the mantle once more and head to bed. She was in bed for another 30 minutes when she hears them fall, followed by taps of little feet running across the floor. She finds the little dolls on the floor by the door. She concludes that there is no way the dolls could have fallen on their own. She was officially freaked out at this point. She puts the dolls in a box and places the box in her closet. All night, she could hear the sounds of little scratches coming from the box. Next morning, she asked the landlord to take the dolls, and it hasn't been a problem since.
Well, that's freaky diggy.
So for me, the dolls don't freak me out as much.
No, because they're little guys.
They're little dolls.
And they're just trying to live their lives, you
and
know?
To be honest, like, I could just take that box of dolls and lock them in my car
right.
for the night, and I'd be fine.
And they would just joyride your car.
Yeah, they just, like tap dance so around awesome. The car and, like...
You're like, I swear I didn't leave my car...
Like, what's the worst they can do, right. you know?
Kachina dolls.
I know, that's kind of...
Skinwalkers apparently have, like, coyote claws and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, Kachina dolls will just like kind of fuck your house up.
Yeah,
they're mischievous.
Like, they're like Elf on a Shelf. Like
yeah.
I don't. Like, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, they're Toy Story meets Elf on a Shelf.
Exactly.
Meets Navajo Nation.
So digging in a little bit more to some of these other ones, it seems like a lot of these are very like the skinwalkers are a constant theme.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of them take place in the desert.
Yes. So I think one that would be interesting to talk about is. The things that people see in the Middle East, because we've talked about skinwalkers and Kachina dolls.
Right.
We haven't talked about genies yet.
Yeah, what's their Bigfoot? They call them jins.
Yes, they call
Is
them
that really
jins.
What they call them?
Yeah, J-I-N.
Yeah, or D-J-I-N. There are multiple ones.
The jin, right. The D is silent.
Apparently, they're quite nasty. Some reports on jinn say that humans can't see them, but in my experience with the spiritual realm, not mine, I'm reading this, it all depends on the individual human. I'm guessing you aren't Islamic, so reciting the Quran won't help. But if you encounter one of these again, read the Lord's Prayer, invoke the blood of Christ, and say, I am covered by the salvation and sacrifice of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You hold no power of court here. In the name of Yeshua, I command you to go.
Wait, that's in the Quran?
I don't really know.
It's a Quran adjacent novel.
Okay, I was gonna say, I feel like that they're mixing. Yeah,
this is Aladdin, right?
So jinn, and a jinn is a demonic creature. So. Ooh. Jinn and other demonic creatures can't mess with the big three, which is Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. So if you're trying to get rid of them with Santeria, voodoo, or Wicca, you may have some problems.
You're fucked. Because they're in the same camp.
Yeah. So it's creepy. This one guy is a soldier stationed in Iraq, and he's like on patrol or on lookout duty, and he sees this figure in the distance with its back to him, and like they yell out to the guy, they're like, hey, like, who are you? You shouldn't be here. What's going on? Thinking maybe it's like a Iraqi local or something like that. And then he just disappears, and everyone's like, you just saw a jinn.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Damn. Yep. Dude.
So a lot. I mean, Robin Williams was a pretty nice one.
He was a really nice one.
Yeah, he was. I mean, I'd like to keep that vision of what a djinn looks
Me
like.
Me too.
But is there a difference between djinns and genies, or is it just the djinns are genies? That's end of
djinns.
End of the...
Also romanticized or anglicized as genies are supernatural creatures in early Arabic and later Islamic mythology and theology. So they are genies.
Hmm. So another theme we see here is child sensitivity.
Ooh.
Which I think child sensitivity is just that kids are a little bit more
in tune to the supernormal.
In tune to this kind of stuff. Mm. So this is one. Actually, I'm going to go to top of just I'm just going to go to top of this week and see what we're dealing with.
Okay.
Here. Okay, interesting picture of an unusually large moon. Not really that compelling. In your opinion, what are the scariest but true stories out there? Oh, this could be interesting. Whether it's a criminal case that went unsolved or a disappearance of something, someone posted on Reddit, I'm dying to know your opinion. The lantern, the boatman, and the laughing children.
What?
Wow. Okay. Is this... the guy, so this guy's name is VIP Dad, which we might need to guild him because that's just
that's a great name.
I'm gonna add him as a friend right now.
Sounds like there's gonna be a fight between It's Your Dad and VIP Dad.
I know. Oh shit, this is the longest story ever. I don't know if I can read this. Oh my god, this is all right. I'm just gonna do the TLDR. He says TLDR at the end, but he doesn't actually give a TLDR.
Well, that's bullshit.
That's some fucking shit, VIP Dad. I also believe this too. I mean, it says it's bullcrap, but let me dig into this and try to figure out what the story is. Maybe we'll come back to this in another pod, because this is literally like, this is like the Atlas Shrugged of Reddit posts.
Damn.
Do you guys think, with all these cameras and everything, I mean, everything is on video now.
Right. Yeah.
We should be seeing more...
Jinn.
Skinwalkers. Bigfoots, werewolves.
That's a really good point.
Now everything is recorded.
Right?
But we're kind of seeing less. You know, was the 80s the heyday of this stuff? Because cameras were new and like... You could fudge it perfectly.
Yeah.
Nobody could fact check it. Is it all bullshit?
I don't know, dude. Because like, even the footage that you can look into now, it's like really grainy. And I'm like, even on your iPhone, you get better footage than this. So are you fucking around with me?
Not one person has a decent piece of imagery.
Yeah.
And all the imagery that exists is from 1990. You're like, so nothing's happened in almost 30 years?
See, right?
That's kind of where my head goes. It's like, I don't want to say I'm a skeptic, but I just kind of... I guess I am. I'm a skeptic who is totally willing to believe. Like I will believe it if you give me compelling evidence.
Yeah.
But nobody gives you compelling evidence. Yeah. That's like the thing is like people are always saying, "Oh, I have a picture," or like, "This is the anecdote."
Yeah.
And I go, "That's a story. Give me something more."
Yeah.
There's footage of like you know, killer whales eating a great white shark that's like never been seen. That was like last year or something.
Right.
That, and that's like, now we video that. So we're like, oh, that happens. That's cool. That was pretty badass.
I just think we're imaginative people.
Yeah. And we want to believe that there's something else controlling us and we're not just here.
And when you're scared,
beating our heads against the wall
already, like your brain can come up with some shit.
Well, I also think
and
that,
light. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, there's another sub called Let's Not Meet. which is a really that's like real horror stories that are essentially like, I was coming home from school a couple days ago and a dude in a black van pulled up and offered me tickets to a Mets game, so I went in and I looked in the back of his van and he had chains. It's like shit like that where you just go,
that's more scary to me than this stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah,
because that's like real
shit. There are
shit.
Bad people.
Exactly. Because that's the thing. It's like I think the
and
scariest,
they all drive vans.
Yeah. I mean, I've always thought that like Silence of the Lambs is like one of the most horrifying films ever.
Best movie ever.
Fucking incredible movie. Yeah, it's like one of my favorite films, but I also remember seeing it for the first time and being like, it like shook me to my core because it's like real. Like it's like taking things that you go, these are real people that I don't want to know exist, but I know exist. Right?
Have you heard
of
the
every couple years.
Toy Box Killer?
Ooh. No.
That is the most disturbing thing I've ever heard. That, well, that and one other thing. But the Toy Box Killer was this guy who would kidnap prostitutes and like tie them up in chains in a trailer and just torture them, like electrocute them. And he would play a tape of himself talking to them to like psychologically torture them before he even showed up.
Wow.
So he would leave them in this like torture chamber with this thing going about all the stuff he's going to do to them. There's nothing you can do to get out of here, so don't even try. I don't give a shit. Like, and there's pictures of the stuff he did.
Yeah,
like tortured
fucked.
People and
that's real.
And killed them.
Lots
and like
of dildos here.
Yeah. He was a fucking psycho.
Yeah. What was that?
I think that was in the late 80s.
Yeah. And he was from, it looks like Texas. No, New Mexico.
New Mexico.
I mean, this is, and again, like that's a desert
that
dweller,
me.
Dude. Like this is a desert dweller.
Yeah,
so
desert guys are fucked up.
I think it's just one of those things like, where
those are the real things.
Like, yeah, why do you need to say, and it was Bigfoot because he ran away from the well, when you can just be like, there was a rapist at my door.
That's
right?
Scarier to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Like there was some random dude that almost walked in on the kids. Like, like that scares me more than like, he was Bigfoot. He was hairy. Right. And
David Parker Ray, the toy box killer. With
you can listen to the audio of the tape that he recorded, too.
Oh, my God.
It's fucked.
Yeah, I think, I mean, yeah, the world is a scary place. And, it actually makes it the scary things easier where you can be like, it's Kachina dolls. It's black. It's whatever, right? Because, you know, I mean, it adds to this element of fantasy and kind of like the good versus evil shit where I don't want to sound like a complete, I mean, I'm a skeptic open to being proved wrong. Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like spooked by a ghost tonight, but
I'm
kind of like, if somebody goes, here's a compelling argument. Here's why, here's what happened. I'm like, all right, cool, man. I'm totally down with that. And I'm not denying that I've certainly had weird, creepy, strange things happen in my life, too, that I just can't explain. But what I tend to do in those situations is go, well, when you're under a certain amount of stress, these variables make this perceptual thing seem different, right?
Right.
You know, or your brain just goes haywire for a moment and, like, you think that you saw a shadow when it was actually just like what, like a you know, your eye that was, you were staring at a light, and then when you looked away from that light,
you get like a flash,
stuff like that I'm not gonna go crazy about it.
Exactly.
So this is
so
another,
are you throwing down the gauntlet right now? Like, I don't believe, so prove it. Gods,
no.
Let me ask you this: will the skinwalkers come to you tonight?
Oh shit.
I mean,
with the Kuchinas,
but here's the thing, Kuchina dolls. I mean, here's the thing, though. If a skinwalker came to my house tonight,
you got so many swords, it'd be unfair.
Yeah, it would be. I wouldn't be scared because I know I'm protected.
Yeah,
No, I think what would end up happening is I would go, I wouldn't go, there was a skinwalker. I would go, some dude was rummaging in my trash.
Yeah.
And I got out there and he was gone and my trash was thrown about and I was like, crazy homeless people, LA.
Yeah, what's more believable is that everyone's on meth and crack.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
We live in a city full of almost 100,000 homeless people.
Totally. Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, but that's the thing. It's like yesterday, like literally 2 days ago, I walked out and like there was a dude just rummaging through my trash looking for cans
every day,
mm-hmm. and I was just like, "What's up, man?
Right,
skinwalker."
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's also I do have an interesting theory about like meth heads and zombies and like addicts
because
mm-hmm. there is I think a case to be made that like zombies are literally addicts. I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like people people who are really fucked up on drugs and like their whole life is predicated on getting heroin and shit. Like that to me is an actual zombie because they're like these lifeless, no life in their eyes, one pursuit, and they when you look at them or talk to them, you just go, "Okay, back away slowly."
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like they're not here.
They're not here. Yeah, so it's like I think there are those myths are living amongst us.
Be able to chop their heads off.
Yeah, we should be. We actually. I'm just saying, carry around.
That's one way to get rid of the
spike.
Homeless problem. Yeah. Make that a rule.
Yeah.
Homeless people there will probably get jobs pretty quick.
Incident that I've heard of that I can't explain in my head.
Right.
It. Have you guys ever heard of the Dalit Love Pass incident?
No.
God damn, Get ready. Creepy knowledge is deep.
To poop your drawers because this is the scariest thing in the world.
Poop in a urinal.
So it happened in Russia.
Russia's a weirdo place.
Yes. And this place was called Dalit Love Pass. And it's like these really experienced ski hikers decided to go trek through Dalit Love Pass.
Right.
So they established a camp on the slopes and apparently, somehow during the night, something made them tear their way out of their tents from the inside out and flee their campsite, inadequately dressed in heavy snowfall and sub-zero temperatures. So people didn't know they were missing until they didn't return. Soviet investigators then, you know, track them down and start seeing, like, what the fuck happened here?
Right.
Because the tents are completely torn up from the inside out. There are six victims died from hypothermia, while others showed signs of physical trauma. One victim had a fractured skull, while another had brain damage without any sign of distress to the skull. Additionally, a female team member had her tongue missing.
Ooh.
The investigation concluded that an unknown, compelling force had caused the deaths. Access to the region was consequently closed to amateur hikers and expeditions for 3 years. They tried to like look into this. No one knows what the fuck happened. They found some of the bodies trying to climb trees, and their like nails screwed up because they were so terrified. Whoa. People don't know if it was an animal attack, if hypothermia set in and they all went nuts, if there was an avalanche. Infrasound induced panic, military involvement, or a combination of things. Because where it was, people are saying there might have been like nuclear
tests
being done there, and maybe the radiation poisoning caused them to go insane. But no one knows, and like no one knows why you would find one without a tongue.
Right.
Like, what happened?
Yeah, because
and it could be an animal had gotten to them at that point, but it's just like, how do they found bruises and stuff that, but with no outward signs of trauma, like internal bleeding with no trauma. So it's like one of the most mysterious things and scary things I've ever heard.
Siberian tiger. That's what I'm leaning.
Could have been.
I mean, because that's
thing weighs like 600 pounds.
That's exactly kind of where my head goes. As I go, it probably wasn't a UFO.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if somebody dosed you with a high dose of acid and you didn't know?
Yeah.
I would go crazy. Like, I would go, because at that point, like, when you do psychedelics or anything that fucks with your mind, like, you know what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, and there are all those stories of people, like, taking a weed brownie and not knowing. And then, like, they call their son and be like, Jacob, my head's coming off and I'm freaking out. And yeah. They're like, did you eat those things in the freezer? Be like, yeah, they were good. And be like, no. But it's a terrible.
Yeah.
That would be terrible. So, you know, you think about somebody being like the Alyssa Lamb thing, right? We talk about the Alyssa Lamb thing. If like, if somebody had dosed her without her knowing, or if like,
yeah,
the whole invisibility cloak theory, right?
Where that's my favorite one.
You see, you experience something and the cognitive dissonance is too much for you to handle. And you panic and you go into like fight or flight mode. And that fight or flight mode fight or flight is an automatic biological response.
You don't know what you're going to do until you're in that situation.
Yeah. So it could have been one of those things where maybe they did see, some, you know, maybe they
I think they got
a nuclear test or something.
Honestly. Yeah, I think that they like wandered into somewhere where there was crazy radiation and they went nuts because basically the forensic pathologist out, like there was a theory that the indigenous Mansi people had attacked them because they had encroached on their land, on accident. But the doctors were like, it couldn't be caused by another human being because the force of the blows had been too strong and no soft tissue had been damaged.
How? Yeah, see, that's kind of where my head goes. I just go, you know what, maybe...
They went nuts.
They went nuts and the radiation poisoning or something like that, fuck with them. I mean, that's the other thing, too, when you hear stories like this, especially with any sort of governmental involvement.
Yeah.
And I don't want to seem too much like a conspiracy theorist, but again, it's like... I'm open to all possibilities and pragmatism kind of runs my course. But, you know, if this happened in the 50s or whatever, and...
That's why it's like, I'm like, come on, it's so long ago.
Well, it's so long ago, but if it was like it happened in the 50s or happened in the whenever, and then it comes out to be like, oh, you're on a military testing site, no one can ever know.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's like, you don't know. I mean, fuck, dude. If you wandered into an insanely top secret... military base in the United States, they're probably testing some crazy shit that you're just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
We should not know about this right now.
Flying skateboards.
Exactly.
Like,
what?
We got to kill you now.
It might be one of those things. I mean, can you imagine if you walked into like where they're testing chemical warfare?
Yeah.
And like all of a sudden your skin started melting off your bones.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. And then that news got out, then everybody'd be like, well, what? Well, if you're doing it, we're going to start doing it. And that's unfair and it's sanctions and blank. And blank. It's like, no one can ever know it was a ghost. Kachina dolls ripped the skin off. You know?
I bet the Russian government was testing a new weapon on these people.
Also a possibility.
Just like being like, we're just going to kill some of our own, see if this new like sonar gun works.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a very Russian thing.
It's like a vibration gun.
True.
And it like explodes your organs from the inside.
Yeah, your brain goes wacky. So they
and it's like something
their clothes off and ran bullet, out of their like tent.
I mean, again, like...
Laser.
I mean, can... If
Russian
can
lasers. It's always Russian lasers.
Can you fucking imagine if the government was testing PCP on... people without knowing it.
They were testing stuff here in America.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's like
black people.
Like, they actually did that at one point.
Yeah, that's an American thing.
Can you imagine if that happened to you, where you're just, like, going for a hike, and then everybody's like, I feel a little weird, and then all of a sudden it was like, like, everybody went crazy.
You want to fight, bro? Come at me, bro. Yeah. Like, we're on a hike. You want to eat a Cliff Bar, man? Your sugar's low. Come at me, bro. And then that goes on.
I mean, you could technically do that. Like, if you were testing something and you were like, we think our scientists hypothesized, this is the 50s, too, where they had some fairly primitive scientific kind of hypotheses.
Scruples, too.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, we think that if you give people an extra dose of testosterone, it'll make them more aggressive and it will make them bear the cold better or whatever, right? Like, here's a theory we're testing right now. Let's see if it works. Hey, these people showed up.
This would be a good opportunity. They volunteered, you know?
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe they were paid.
I mean, there's a lot of opportunities where people just don't want
to
tell.
And then the Russian, you know, marketing team is just like, let's just write it off to aliens.
Because
Area 51's a hot spot.
Yeah. Right off
they got
aliens.
Tons of diners now and hotels. Yeah. Like, let's just get our own going out here. And
we're going to send an email blast.
Yeah, an email blast. Aliens have taken down a few people.
This is not us.
This is not us.
Which
is
not us.
Yeah. It's definitely not us. It's definitely aliens. Come visit.
Yes.
Cause of not pass or whatever it was.
All right. So this is probably, we're crunching on Rogan time. So yeah. You're probably in boobs. You need to go to Mexico or something.
Go to Mexico real quick.
This is
running drugs.
I'm going to read this last one. I don't even know how this is going to evolve. This might be a dud, but the story begins hilariously and really sadly. So the name of this story is The Old House.
Oh.
And it's like a haunted house story, right?
Okay.
When my parents loved each other.
That's how it starts. Oh.
When my parents loved each other, they bought a big house. I always called it the old house. Situated about 2 kilometers away from a village. No neighbors, only fields, a pond, and a giant garden. I love that house, and I can't remember any paranormal encounters, but my parents do. My mom told me about one night when she woke up and saw what she described as lizardish red lights all over the wall. Lizardish.
What?
That's not an adjective I would apply to lights. All right.
This kid's retarded.
Yeah. She woke my dad up, but he couldn't see anything and didn't believe her until I stepped in saying that the fire is going to burn our house down. Apparently the wall where the light showed up was the wall that a plane crashed during, or was a wall that a plane crashed into during war.
Interesting.
A few people saw a hooded phantom person walking next to the pond. My mom and another family member could hear someone walking up the attic stairs. I think it was my great-grandmother who left the house in the morning and didn't want to sleep there anymore. My mom, see, that's a good example of that, where it's like, my mom heard somebody walking up the stairs. It was a ghost, and he was like, I think it was grandma, actually. Yeah. And didn't want to sleep there anymore. My mom could also hear something she described as a wagon wheel noise on concrete. Then obviously nothing was driving past the house at night. It only led to fields and to river. Oh, and there's no concrete anywhere around the house. I don't remember it, but when I was little, I apparently went to the cellar and told my parents that there's a man sat down playing drums.
What?
Which means that there must have also been drums there, right?
Yeah.
There was a
Where'd
pub.
This cool drum kit come from? Awesome.
Ghost drum kit. There was a pub in the cellar back in the days before and during the war. My dad went to search for the guy, but as you can guess, he couldn't find anybody. I would freak the hell out if a child told me something like that. The newest story I've been told is from my stepbrother. He was playing with the dog, and he heard someone whistling and calling the dog by her name. No one was around. I love that house, and I visit it every time back in my country. My father still lives there, and my stepbrother visits the house quite often.
Like Romania?
Yeah, it sounds like
from?
It. Yeah. It's a bit creepy, but I have no negative feelings towards it. Please excuse my mistakes. Oh, yeah, this person must be from somewhere very... back when my parents loved each other. It just starts on such an insane note.
Calls that out and says, geez, man, careful with my feels, please.
I'm a girl, so that must be even more harsh. But seriously, I wanted to emphasize it because that's how I remember it. They were one of those couples suit for each other. They were artists, bought a big house, made a couple of kids, and everything was good as fuck.
When you guys were in high school, would you come and go from your house in the middle of the night, like, all the time?
Totally.
And, like, doors would always be opening and closing. Like, as a parent, wouldn't you be like, is somebody coming in to fucking kill us all?
Yeah.
Totally.
Or is it just my kid, like coming home, like, three beers drunk?
Yeah.
Trying to like eat a ham sandwich.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing too. I mean, that person at some point says that, where like if a little kid had told me that, it would have freaked me the hell out. I'm like, probably not. If a little kid was like, there's a guy playing drums downstairs,
be like,
I'd be
shut
like,
up.
You got such an imagination, Jim.
Yeah,
right?
you're really gonna be
you're
something
gonna be,
special.
Let's get you in creative writing classes immediately. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things where like it seems like I mean, I don't know why you would apply so much fantasy to these things that seem like they could be explained in like fun, pleasant ways, but not like, I'm not being a downer on ghosts. I just think that, you know, if your little kid goes, there's a man in a German Nazi outfit playing drums downstairs, I'd be like, what
I'd
have
be
you
like,
been
okay,
reading?
Buddy, yeah. Let's go check it out.
I know. Exactly.
No, there's nothing there. I think you've fucking been seeing things again, my crazy
like I have
child.
A squirrel highway on my roof, and the squirrels they're just zooming up there, right? But like I could hear those pitter patters and think it's the Chuma Chuma.
Yeah.
What are they called?
Kachina dolls.
Yeah,
running around.
Chuma Chumas.
Or skinwalkers, like getting ready to come down my chimney,
exactly,
and just stick their head
tickle
up my
your bones.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And I think
skinwalkers do. They sniff your butt.
Yeah.
So during most of this pod, I've also been watching videos of manatees. So
that's nice.
Manatees aren't they the best?
So amazing.
The cows of the sea.
Yeah. They're so love that. Sweet.
Yeah, hey, we should do the next pod on manatees.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know how we. I mean,
is there a gentle animals pod?
Is there a manatee like a superhero Disney movie in the future? Maybe. I think there could be. We could probably write one.
There could be.
Seriously, there is a manatee subreddit.
All right, I'm gonna hit.
It's a women's rights.
Yes.
This woman. Is another. This is a. Oh man, I love the randoms I hit. This only has 525 readers, but it seems like it'd be a really good one. Ooh. This is idiots nearly dying.
Wait, that would be great. And I can't handle.
And it's people doing stupid shit.
People die.
It's like videos and GIFs of people doing really dumb stuff,
like prancing in front of a train or something.
Yeah, like this guy has a huge truck and the clearance doesn't accommodate the size of the truck.
But he just keeps.
But
going.
He just goes for it, and his truck just collapses.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, this is like a lot of stuff that's like meanwhile in Russia type shit. You know?
Yeah,
yeah. It's like Russia. No offense, but in Mexico too, where they're like stacking a Isuzu Trooper full of like 27,000 trees.
Yeah,
right.
And you're like, that's definitely gonna tip over.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. This is literally people just almost dying. That's amazing.
That cool. Sounds like a good one.
That's a win. Frisbee catch from the back of an ATV.
It's like failed Darwin Awards.
It is kind of the failed Darwin Awards.
It's like these idiots are so lucky.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, also
well,
kind of
go.
Cool, but yeah.
I gotta go do my day job.
Yep. Yeah, I think we all gotta.
I think I'm spooked now. I'm glad.
Oh, I know. This is a spooky pod. All right, well, next week we'll talk about another one. Probably manatees, maybe not, though. Maybe something else. but definitely trueswords.com again.
Because
thank you to our sponsors.
Thank you.
30
to
episodes in, our sponsors is
our
still
sponsors
trueswords.com.
And to It's Your Dad for buying us so many
yes,
weapons.
Yes, they will be our sponsors until they give us a cease and desist for mentioning them.
Everybody. At which point we will listen.
And we will continue mentioning.
And their business will absolutely tank without the sponsorship.
They really would.
They're gonna know.
I mean their margins. I don't understand their model. I just don't get it. Alright, we gotta go day jobs.
Alright.